Deconstructing the Colosseum, which teaches the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no God-given right to operate a school system. There's an article on Breitbart.com entitled, Over 100 New York City Staffers Had Student Flings in 5 Years. This article is dated April 16, 2014, and is from Dan Reel. Quote, Richard Condon, New York City Schools Commissioner of Investigation, has examined 593 complaints of illicit relationships since April 2009 and has substantiated 104 of those cases. End quote. One paragraph later is this quote, I'm absolutely stunned at that number, said Laura Timoney, a community education council member whose 15-year-old daughter attends a city high school on Staten Island. It's shocking, end quote. First of all, this is not shocking. What shocks you about Jesus' authority being displaced by man's authority? Nothing shocks me about man displacing Jesus. That shift has been occurring for well over 100 years now in our society, with the civil government schools as the vehicle designed to create that shift. Moreover, what stuns you about humanism? Humanism holds that man is the center of the universe, that man is the ultimate authority, that man's ultimate end is to please himself. And it is the chief religion of the civil government school system. So what is shocking about men and women, or boys and girls, doing whatever pleases? Later the woman asks, what do you do to stop this? Well, the first thing you do is stop exposing your child to that humanistic religion. Then what you do is do whatever gets you closer to abolishing the civil government school system. You extract children from the system, you lower property taxes, you eliminate compulsory attendance laws, and so on. Humanists use the civil government school system to promote humanism. Then those young people grow up and implement public policy that undoes Christianity and implements humanism. That's what happened here in the New York City schools. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.